Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And the game is on. 10 minutes in, it's 3-0. I'm sipping back on a decan. I don't give a damn if it's 9 a.m. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer, whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again with another episode of the Shades of Blue Soccer Show. My name is Cody Bradley. We are the Blue Testament. Thad Bell and Robert Russert are here. And we are joined again this week by another Sporting KC player, the only Sporting KC player to play every single minute of the season so far, the only rock of the team, Andreu Fontes. What's going on, hello, man? Welcome to the Shades of the Soccer Show.
Thank you.
We've got San Jose this weekend, all-time leading goal scorer in MLS history. You're facing... Is there anyone else you got your eye on, you've been preparing for this week heading into this match?
No, obviously, we all know Wendolowski, that he can score. He's very experimented and he's very dangerous. Maybe he's not playing as many minutes as before, but when he comes into the field, it's super dangerous, and we'll have to take special attention to him if he plays.
How do you focus on somebody like that, though? Can you, like, put a light on him, or?
It's difficult. He moves very good in the area. I would say he always finds his spot, and it's difficult to defend him. And I would say right now, these last games that I saw them, he goes in the last minutes of the game where everybody's tired, and it makes even more difficult to do everything at the end of the games. And he still moves amazingly inside the box. He's a team that crosses very good balls also to the box, and he always finds his spot. So try to be very careful with him, with everybody, but taking an eye on him more than the rest when he's in the field.
Yes, he does always find that spot. He always gets there somehow. Drives me insane.
Yeah, it's true. Imagine for us defenders, no? he always, you say, oh, I'm safe, and suddenly he's in your back. Sometimes it seems that he's offside, and he just moved right before the cross, and he's onside. So he's a smart player, and that's why he can still be playing at his age.
Yeah, Andre, last two matches, San Jose's had 38 crosses in one, 37 the other. You guys have been practicing clearing crosses this week?
we'll be ready. I think we'll be ready. We know that they cross a lot of balls. It's for sure a special team for what they do in the field. But I think we're in a good moment, and I think we'll be ready for this game.
So I mentioned a little bit about kind of that rotating roster that we've had with all these injuries. You've had several different partners there paired with you at center back, and even two different keepers, which is obviously not easy. So, you know, how is that? Are you starting to find some consistency? Are you not phased by, you know, being paired with a new center back and new keepers? It can't be easy starting the season off like that.
Well, obviously, it's not maybe the best, but I think we have a very good team. We have a lot of players that can do very good in these positions. And I also think that it's important to be ready for this, because obviously you want to have this continuity and try to get this consistency on maybe the starting 11 or the defensive line, but also things will happen during the season. No, there's always injuries, there's always yellow cards, accumulations, red cards, and things can happen. And I think it's important to be ready and to be able to play with all of our teammates. And also, I think it's good that we all know how we want to play. No, I think this is very important. I think we all have an idea of what we want to do, of the kind of team that we want to be, and no matter who is playing, that we can still do that. I think this is huge for us as a team.
When you do have a different partner back there, or different people on the outside backs, or the different D mid, how much does that change how you play, though? I mean, is that a different mental, like Ilya brings a different thing, so you play a little bit different, or if Izzy plays it, you play a little bit different?
Yes, for sure. All of us have different, I don't know how to say it, different qualities. Ones are better in one things and other in others, but again, for example, to put the example, the easiest one, I know Ilya a lot, and I played with him a lot of times, and we know each other, and I know that I can give Ilya some balls that maybe to somebody else I would never give. I think he's the same with me, so we know each other. We know that we want the ball, and we like to play in all situations. Maybe to somebody else I wouldn't give that ball, but again, just trying to know each other. That's why I'm telling that it's important to play with everybody and to be ready to play with all the players that can play in that positions.
The Catalan connection there you have with Ilya, for sure.
Yeah.
So just changing gears here, we like to talk about non-soccer things a lot here. I hear a child of yours in the background there. You're a family man, I know. You welcomed a new kid last year during the pandemic, I think.
Yes, right? Yes, it's right. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool, man. So your family is here with you in Kansas City then?
Yes, my wife and my two daughters, yeah.
That's awesome. How's everyone taken to life in a new country?
It's been very easy. We are so happy. The adaptation, I would say, it was great, amazing. We feel super loved for the people that live here around us. We have an amazing neighbors. We built a very nice relationship now after the, I would say, during COVID, that nobody could do almost anything. We did a great relationship with them, and we're very happy here in the United States and Kansas City.
What about some favorite restaurants? You guys find some good food in the area you like to eat out?
Yes. We like ADBs. We like Gramandan. We used to go a lot there, and also barbecue. I know that's the
answer.
The question. We love barbecue, and we like a lot Joe's barbecue. It's a special place for sure. And when we were able to have visits here to family come from Spain, it's a very similar place, and the food it's very good, and to go there and eat in a gas station, I think it's very authentic, and people loved it.
Yeah, we're Kansas City obsessed here. I always have to give our guests a chance to gush about how awesome KC is. So
it is.
So
it
have
is,
you checked
yeah.
out? Have you checked out La Bodega by chance?
No.
They sound like more Plaza area. I heard a lot of Plaza places.
Yeah. We live close to Plaza, and yeah, it's where we used to go the most. A lot of people talk to me about La Bodega, but. And we have to. It's in our bucket list, but we never went. We have to go. We have to go and try it, because everybody says, "Oh, you're from Spain. You have you been there? It's very good." And actually, now since the COVID, we've been going out much less, obviously, and it's still there pending. But we have to go. We have to go.
Yeah.
I like that you named a barbecue place over a place that serves Spanish food, though. So
yeah,
exactly. I will eat the Spanish food when I go back, you know.
what's your go-to order when you go to Joe's?
The ribs. I love the ribs. It's so good. The onion rings. I like everything. To be fair, I like to eat, and also the fries are amazing. All kind of meat, the pulled pork, I like a lot. So things that I never used to eat there, and here sometimes when I can, when I have days off or something like this, I like to do it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, yeah, cool. So, one question I did forget to ask that is actually soccer related. Your time here, year four that you've been in?
Yeah, three.
Year three?
Yeah.
And so it obviously has not been all, you know, a perfect dream. You've been dealing with injuries and you were on the sideline quite a bit. And so I imagine, you know, this has to feel good, especially timed with, as we're coming out of this pandemic finally. This has to feel very good for you, you know, reaching this point, you're back on the field, you're playing soccer again, the world is restarting. It's got to be a good time for Fonte,
yes.
As I hear your
team. Yes. It's difficult to describe how happy I feel right now, because it's been a difficult situation since my first day, to be fair, no? I get here 2018. It was a very good year for the team. I just came here. It was good for me also to be able to be with them. We were very close to make it to the finals. Then the 2019, it was supposed to be a great season for me, for everybody, and it was a very bad one. We all know that it was terrible. I think we start in an amazing way, and then we had a lot of injuries, a lot of I don't know, bad situations that we never came back to what we thought that we would be in the beginning of the season. And me personally, I was dealing with this injury, with this Achilles pain, which is terrible. I never really enjoyed playing out there during that year, and this is the worst, you know, not being able to perform and not being able to prove, no, to show what you have. It was very hard. Then last year, the pandemic game. I was still recovering from that heart surgery and heart injury. I don't know, like everything, it was bad. And for me, by the end of the season, to being able, I know it was just three games, but to be able to play those three games and prove myself that I did it again, because I had a lot of bad injuries in my career, and be able to say, okay, I did it again. I'm not injured anymore. I can still play soccer. I played three games. I think I played good. Then the team was another one, and I wasn't able to play like the playoff games and all this stuff, but I proved myself that I was ready. No, then I had just only one thing in my head. It was to during the off season and the preseason, just to be ready and to work hard to be able to play and to be in the field with my teammates and to enjoy again playing soccer. And well, I cannot complain, because it's been hard and a long road, but I'm there. I'm playing and I'm enjoying on the field. You know, I don't have any other issues. My Achilles are good, and I'm just out there enjoying and being with the team. That is what we all want to do, obviously.
In the last match, you guys set like the passing record percentage for Sporting Kansas City. It was, you know, a very dominating performance. Usually is you can't dominate a team that well unless they're down a man or two sometimes. But it was a really amazing and fantastic performance. But I just have to ask, is with you back there, with Ilya next to you and Busio in front of you, is there a better passing three defense there than in the league?
Wow. I don't think so. No, obviously, we are. So Ilya is a midfielder playing as a center back. Me, I used to play also midfielder when I was younger. And Busio is whatever he wants to be. He's number 10. he's number 10 playing as a six. Obviously, so we are a lot, like, if you think, a lot of offensive players in a back zone. No, we had fun the other day. We proved that if you have the ball, the other team cannot punish you. You know what I mean? And I think we did a great job of keeping the ball, of also going to them with the ball, and also when we lost it, we were very ready for trying to get it back again, and it was, yeah, again, as you said, one of the best games I ever played, 11 against 11, based on having the ball and keeping the ball and making them just run and trying to recover the ball and making very difficult for them. I think we concede very, very, very few options to them, which is very difficult in this league. And well, it was, we had fun. We had fun, to be fair.
Was Peter smiling after that game?
Obviously, I think all of us were smiling. So again, it's I think we, I said the other day, no, I think Austin game, it was the first game that we say, okay, this is the team that we want to be. Now, maybe we start the season not in the best way, or not being us or what we want to be. I think these last three games, we changed this completely. We proved that we can have the ball, that we are a team that when we have the ball, we are better, we attack better, and also I think we defend better. So it was, yeah, we were very happy to also prove that we can do that in a high level and get good results.
Well, I think we can let you get out of here now. We appreciate the time, and thank you for coming. But actually, real quick, just one quick question. We have a debate around here. What is the difference to you between a taco and a burrito? What is it, just the difference between the two foods to you? Not like which one you like better, but just how do you define each? What is different?
I'm bad. Eh? I'm bad in this Mexican food. I would say the burrito is just the taco is smaller and like open. Or just you fold it like this and you eat it, and the burrito is more like a wrap, like completely closed, and everything inside that I see bigger. I don't know.
Okay, well, you gave a win to Thad and an L to me, but I'm gonna let it go. It'll be all right.
I'll just take half a win because you kind of gave two descriptions there, but I'll just take a half a point for that one. That's like the most serious
answer.
Question we asked.
That's a great answer, Andreu. Great answer.
All right. Well, yeah. Perfect. Thanks for coming, man, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andreu.
Skipper has just been sent off. Supporters strong and bold, gone soft like Bud Partain's got me drinking. My Bud Partain's got me drinking. My Bud Partain's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My Bud Partain's got me drinking. My Bud Partain's got me drinking. My Bud Partain's got me drinking.